This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We are trying to get Dusty Hare on the phone. It'd be a very 1080 the fan type thing if he just did not answer.
Dusty ain't messing with us right now. What do you mean?
I confirmed on
Dusty's
Friday.
Too famous for us.
Is he?
He's hella famous.
No.
Dusty's everywhere.
I love Dusty. I was chopping it up with him a couple days ago, talking to him about what I need to do to increase Joey's agility and quickness. Because he had Joey on a line, like a 0 to 40, you know? He's got some speed to just go.
Right.
But getting Joey to accelerate, decelerate, cut, go, all that. So Dusty, being the wide receiver head coach at Banks, I believe wide receiver head coach, and offensive coordinator? I don't know. Actually, we have Dusty on the phone right now, so I can ask Dusty, what the hell do you coach at Banks? Is it wide receivers? Is it offensive coordinator? I forget.
Yeah, I'm just wide receivers coach.
Wide receivers coach? Come on.
Yeah, man. I don't need too much responsibility out there, you know?
Well, I will tell you
that cutties and block.
I will tell you, you probably coach a lot more for the wide receivers than what happened at Sherwood in my day as a wide receiver, playing in the wing tee offense. Let me tell you, not a lot of opportunities coming my way as a wide receiver.
I can assure you there is
wing
more.
Wing tee offense.
Oh, yeah. I heard, a friend of mine is a good friend of Dusty's. Well, actually, former teammate of Dusty's. And he tells me, man, Dusty was actually pretty dope in college.
Oh, down at Southern, huh?
Timmy G? Tim Greenidge?
That is my guy. My guy, Timmy G. Yeah, shout out to my guy, Tim. Yeah, he says Dusty was actually kind of legit. I was like, okay, that's awesome.
He will teach you how to pepper step with the best.
Yeah, right.
Dusty, appreciate you coming on today, though, for our Super Bowl edition of Football Sunday. Getting right into it, man. I mean, we are talking about the individual matchups and the unit matchups, you know, the Steve Spagnuolo defense going up against the Eagles, the number one rated Eagles defense going against Patrick Mahomes. But as far as like positions go, what do you think is going to be the most pivotal in this game that's going to weigh the difference and make the biggest impact on the game?
Yeah, nobody wants to talk about it. I can hear it, but it's like it is in the trenches, right? I mean, think of the guys that you have, Jalen Carter, and then you have Chris Jones. Those two guys are disruptors. But and that's where every game is won and lost, right, is in the trenches. And every time you get to a big game, those guys matter. I really think that where this game is, a lot is going to be played out is in with the Chiefs linebacking core and where Dallas Goedert is able to get free, or anybody that's lined up in the slot is able to kind of get loose, find soft spots, and have a lot of success. Because in order to stop, you know, a plus one run game where you have Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley, right, like the linebackers are going to have their eyes more focused on stopping the run. And those guys and their ability to stop the run is going to play a huge factor. But also being able to, you know, cover space as well and find, you know, tight ends sitting or crossers from wide receivers. That's where Philly can have a little bit more success with throwing the football. And then for the Eagles, I think it's in the back end. They're young, man. They have the exciting whites, but the exciting whites are really young. And then you have Quinyon Mitchell, who's a rookie too in that back end. I think that those guys against a veteran quarterback who's the best to do it right now, and Patrick Mahomes, that's a huge matchup that Philly fans should probably be a little nervous about.
So this is, we got a Super Bowl matchup, which we don't get a whole lot of, you know, throughout history, but you know, they played each other a couple years ago. What's the difference between the Eagles since they lost to the Chiefs in the last Super Bowl 2 years ago? And what do you think they do better, or what do you think they do worse from the last time they matched up?
Yeah, I think that when you just look at the fact that they have so much has changed. I mean, a lot has changed with this Philly team since that Super Bowl. And it's crazy that it was just a couple of years ago. But you look at from just a leadership standpoint, you know, their three biggest leaders are no longer on the team from that last matchup. And now you look at it and you say, all right, from leadership standpoint, okay, what else it changes from there? They've revamped their entire offensive line. You know, Isaac Seumalo is gone. Jason Kelce is gone. You still have, you know, Jordan Maliata on one side and Lane Johnson on the other. But, you know, Johnson is actually healthy this year, which I think is a huge difference. And Maliata is just more comfortable with being a starting offensive lineman. Remember how raw he was the last time that these two teams played. But I think on the defensive side, their entire identity is completely different from what they were, you know, just a couple of years ago. And the names are different. We were talking just how young that back end is. When you have, you know, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship back there, I mean, they are fresh faces, but they're really damn good, and they're young and talented. And I think what we've seen is a lot of growth from Philly up front in on that defensive side of the ball. Jalen Carter is one of the best defensive linemen in all of football. You know what I mean? Full stop. He is. He's a disruptor and a game wrecker. And I think that that is a huge difference for this Philly team.
Yeah. Also, what was it against the Rams game? The clip of him literally just jumping in the air, leaping over the guy, trying to block him at the legs. Like, that type of athleticism out of a dude that big is just absolutely frightening. How are the Eagles able to do this all the damn time, though?
Right.
It just seemed like, you know, me being a Cowboys fan, I have to deal with Jerry over the last couple seasons saying, oh, we can't afford anybody. We need to be conscious of our money. Whereas it just seemed the Eagles, they can sign anyone. They pick right in the draft. I mean, like, how are they able to just do this and just build these teams year after? I mean, this is their third Super Bowl appearance in the last 6-7 years. How are they able to do this?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't know, witchcraft, or maybe there is something to like a fan base being so negative. They just rip everybody down, so there's no positivity, so they're just working harder. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Howie Roseman is doing an incredible job, though, and I know Nick Sirianni, he gets a ton of criticism, but think about it. Like, they have two new coordinators from the last time they were in a Super Bowl. They have, you know, so many new pieces around and a different roster, but, you know, Sirianni, we may make fun of him, but the dude can coach, man, and he can coach at the highest of levels. He's done an incredible job with this Eagles team, and there's something to that. There really is something to that. Kind of, they have their identity, they stick to their guns, whether it's through their, you know, draft process and their talent evaluation or hiring the right coaches, man. They just, some franchises just have it figured out, and Philly seems to be one of them. And I can understand why you're a little bit jealous of this, Joe. So, I am.
For sure.
Well, I saw something the other day where I think it was on like the Cowboys subreddit. It was like, is there any possible way for the Cowboys to somehow get Myles Garrett? And I think the top comment was like, no, but I'm sure the Eagles will figure out how to.
Joe, I think the worst thing for your mental health is to go on the Dallas Cowboys subreddit at this point in the year.
Yeah, at all. Okay? I would shut that down completely.
Well, I will say that we are in lockstep, a lot of us. A lot of us Cowboy fans. So, but also, like, the Eagles, do they have more pressure than the Chiefs today? Is it, I mean, the Chiefs obviously trying to make history with three in a row, but then the Eagles trying to be the first team outside of a Tom Brady-led team to beat the Chiefs, not just in a conference championship game, but in a Super Bowl. I mean, which team do you think is coming in with more pressure on them?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the pressure gets much more than, you know, going for the three-peat and pushing for history that's never been done before, you know, and the Patriots went through this a lot, and they would always say at the time, like, oh, yeah, we're not even thinking about it. We're not thinking about it. But then at the end of the day, when, you know, the Super Bowls would end and they'd go, they'd be like, yeah, well, actually, it meant a whole lot, you know.
Shocking.
People do think about it. And now you're starting to see, like, there's guys that are coming out saying that, you know, Travis Kelce, Michael Irvin was saying this, that Travis Kelce was asking him in the offseason about, like, how you approach a three-peat and, you know, what that looks like and what you should do to kind of, you know, eliminate some of the distractions and stuff like that. So, I mean, they may say that they're not thinking about it, but they've been thinking about it for a really long time, the ability to go for three in a row and what that could mean. And I think that's a ton of pressure. But then you also have on the flip side of it, the pressure of a guy like Jalen Hurts, who's sitting there going, like, nobody believes in me. Jalen Hurts, all he does is, like, win. And it's seeming like, yeah, but they're doing it despite Jalen Hurts.
He's talking about that, you, guy, Joe.
Yeah, but that's something that, and Joe's not alone. It's like something that you go, all right, he wins a Super Bowl. Does that finally stop? Because, I mean, it wouldn't be like a fluke thing, like a Trent Dilfer or Brad Johnson type Super Bowl. I mean, they're asking him to do a lot more than those guys did. So I think that if you think about it, the pressure is at an incredible magnitude for both sides of this thing. But I still think it's more pressure on the Chiefs.
So here we got the Eagles and we got the Chiefs. And as a Patriots fan, I can't stand the Chiefs. And most people kind of hate the Eagles because of, you know, their fans and everything. So you got two fan bases that people pretty much can't stand. Two teams that people, a lot of people outside of that fan base pretty much can't stand. Who do you want to lose this game more?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Who do you want to see win?
Yeah, who do you want to see lose? Like, I mean, honestly, we all, because everybody's rooting for somebody to lose today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good question. And I like that question a lot because it's not who do you think is going to win. Who do I want to lose more? Like, that's really tough because there's something that I love Andy Reid. I love Travis Kelce. But you know this. And this is a tough one for all of us, Rashad, is that people come at us because they're like, Patrick Mahomes is going to be better than Tom Brady.
I don't like it.
And I don't like it either. I don't like it either. And so for that reason, and look, Patrick Mahomes, likable guy. I don't mind Patrick Mahomes. His family could do without, but him, himself, I like him.
He's cool.
I like him. But I want him to lose the Super Bowl because I can't have people just continually saying he's going to be better than Tom, and his career is already better than Tom. It's like, hey, even if he gets another one today, he's still chasing. You know, three fingers short.
Yeah.
You know, and so let's pump the brakes on this. So I'm saying go Birds for that reason.
All right, and last question: what is on the Dusty Harris Super Bowl menu today? Is it just nothing but Victorico sauces? Not the food, just the sauces. Just eating those.
Just the red sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, there will be plenty of Victorico's red sauce going around because it makes everything better. But guys, I woke up this morning. I was like, dude, I was thinking about everything that in the group chat of the people that are coming to the Super Bowl party, what everybody's breeding. And I was laying in bed just going, I've got to get up and get a workout in because I'm going to be.
I worked out this morning too, buddy.
Clogging the arteries. So we've got what we are bringing, the Harris are bringing. We do like little Smokies, but pigs in a blanket, right? And we do them with like the Pillsbury croissants.
Yeah.
But there's a delicate balance between how much croissant to weenie ratio. So
oh, yeah.
We slice the croissant in half. And so they're a little bit smaller. So we're bringing those. And then we bring, it's a staple. It's like an apricot, lemon, and ginger sauce, and we put little Smokies in a crock pot, cooks them up. It's delightful.
That sounds
it's
fantastic.
To die for.
Artisan sauces yep. and stuff. Okay.
Well, I know
that's what I'm talking about.
In our first segment, Jordan Schultz he threw out there the pigs in a blanket and a little Smokies. So I know he is just salivating at the thought of that.
Oh, we had them at my Super Bowl party last year. I am salivating for them right now.
That's what I'm talking about, Schultzy. That's what I'm talking about.
Do you throw cheese in there, too?
Yeah, we throw a little bit of cheese. Not too much.
Yeah, yeah, you can't
have too much in there.
Can't overdo it, but just that little hint. Oh, my God, you do it perfectly. Sounds good.
Yeah. Here's the thing, you guys. I was surprised about this. How do you guys feel about deviled eggs? Because it was more split than I thought it would be when we were talking about deviled eggs on Friday.
Love them. Absolutely love it. If they're made correctly, sometimes people can go overboard with the mayo or sometimes not enough. So they're kind of dry. So if this the perfect consistency, and I'm not a mayo guy. I've said it repeatedly on
the shocked.
Show. Oh, yeah. No, for real. But there's something about deviled eggs. So, yes, it's a big yes for me, especially if there's some bacon or something on top.
Yeah.
Sold.
I was going to say, I'm cool with deviled eggs. I'm not going to make them myself or like, you know, getting in the group chat saying like who's bringing the deviled eggs, but if they're there and yeah, like Rashad said, with some bacon bits, bacon crisps on there, for sure. Sign me up. I'll snag a couple.
I don't know.
Of those.
I love deviled eggs, but I just don't think they're a Super Bowl item for some reason. Like that feel
you
like
make
more
look
of a
like
holiday
little
item to me. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you could, but still,
bring on the farts and all. I'm down for the deviled eggs.
Listen,
yeah, guys, I'm thinking of pre-Drano-ing my toilet today because of all this taco food.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. Yeah, make sure to schedule Monday after Super Bowl off and pre-Drano the toilet. Dusty, appreciate you, dude. Thanks for jumping on today, and have a great time watching the game. Enjoy your little Smokies and pigs in a blanket and the festivities today, my man.
You too, guys. Talk to you later.
Love you, bud.
See you, dude. Dusty Hera, Monday through Friday, noon to 3. Appreciate him, as always.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.